Odyssey fans, I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Coming up on the podcast, we'll be hearing about the true story behind an upcoming two-part episode.
But first, here's the latest news. Wooten's World History, A Blend of Bravery, is now available on CD and digital download.
This six-episode collection of previously released adventures contains something extra special. New audio introductions of historical ramblings by Wooten himself.
And what exactly do we mean by historical ramblings? Well, because it's difficult to really explain Wooten Bassett, let's hear one now. This is the introduction to When in Doubt, Pray.
Hello there, and welcome to our special edition of Wooten's World History, brought to you by, well, me, Wooten Bassett. Have you ever noticed how life sometimes throws things at you in groupings? Like those times when there's a word you don't usually think of or hear. Maybe it's a word like dirigible. And then it suddenly pops up when you're at the grocery store standing in the breakfast cereal aisle wondering whether to get the sugar-coated loops or the all-natural marshmallow mix. Then, later, you're sitting in the waiting room at the dentist office reading about a new kind of floss, and there it is again, dirigible. And in the evening, you're sitting on your patio, and you overhear one neighbor over the fence say to another neighbor over the fence, "So, how's it going with your dirigible, neighbor?" And you don't even remember what a dirigible is. It might be one of those terms you picked up from algebra, or maybe your dad set traps for dirigibles in your backyard, but there it was, that word, three times in the same day. Well, our story today is a historical smorgasbord of that kind of thing. Not one, but three moments from time with a common word. Though it's not about dirigibles, exactly. Or even at all. Still, I bet you can't wait now, can you?
That sounds like an opening only Wooten could pull off.
Very true. And as much fun as these openings are, each episode also features Wooten talking about the true history behind the episode.
So they're fun and informative.
Exactly. You can pick up this six-episode set today at witsend.org/podcast or at your local Christian bookstore.
And now, speaking of true history, let's hear about a two-part adventure that premieres tomorrow on the Odyssey Adventure Club.
It's called Mission Unaccomplished, and it features the Parker family on a trip to Africa. So this show is produced alongside Compassion International, based on some real-life adventures.
But exactly where did the story come from? We decided to talk to Leanna Summers, who works at Compassion, and Kathy Buchanan, who wrote the episode.
Let's hear from them now. We're joined today by Odyssey's own Kathy Buchanan. Hey, Kathy.
Hello.
And on the phone is special guest Leanna Summers. Leanna, let's start with you. What can you tell us about your job at Compassion International and how you got involved with this project?
Yes, I'm the editor-in-chief of Compassion Magazine for our sponsors and our sponsors' children in the U.S. And I got involved with this. I heard it from my boss, and I just thought, wow, this is a really cool thing that Focus is doing, and I'd love to be a part in helping get these stories out to kids. And so I helped find some of the story leads for the piece.
Oh, you did a great job.
Yeah. Now, Kathy, with these Odyssey Adventure Club stories, the assignment is to feature the partner organization, in this case, of course, Compassion. But beyond that, what were the parameters that you got when you wrote this story?
They wanted a story that would encompass what Compassion was about and their goal and their vision, but wouldn't necessarily stick step by step with whatever story that they gave us. They didn't necessarily want a true story or the stories that actually happened, but something that would also fit in with our characters in Odyssey and kind of merge those two worlds together.
Do you find that it's more difficult writing something based on real life rather than just making a story up from scratch?
In this sense, I did, because I felt sort of this pressure of I really wanted to do well by Compassion and I wanted to represent them well and write something that they would be pleased with and something that would represent their organization well, because I believe so strongly in their organization. And so there was sort of this kind of underlying pressure of doing things right by them.
So what can you tell us about that pressure you feel when you have to decide whether to stick to the facts as is or maybe tweak things a little bit for dramatic purposes?
I really wanted to honor the star of the story, which in this case was a boy named Fatou, who has a heart problem. And in the story, his name is Michael. But I was so moved by Fatou's story that I wanted to keep just the gem of it, but also, you know, add in a few more obstacles, add in some dramatic license. So I was constantly asking that question of, okay, would this still be true for Compassion's vision? Would it still be true for
the Parker family and making sure that all those parts fit together.
Mm-hmm. Now, Leanna, you provided Kathy with some compassion stories as inspiration for the episode, and compassion works all over the world, thousands of kids. So how did you choose the stories, and how did those stand out as far as the ones that you decided to hand over to Kathy?
From a personal perspective, I was able to go to Burkina Faso to meet Fatou and actually journey with him to India to get his heart surgery.
Mm. Oh, cool.
Where the story was based on. And it's just such a powerful experience, because just to see him come through the surgery in the weeks and months that have followed, he gained so much weight and he started looking like a healthy little boy, and just knowing that he's going to have a very, very positive outcome in his life. It's just such a powerful story of how when a group of caring Christians get together and want to change the world for one child, they can.
That's awesome.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great story. And I imagine there were a number of them. Kathy, when you got those stories, how did you narrow it down? How did you decide which to incorporate into the episode?
That was definitely the hardest part. And I remember sitting in the coffee shop with like these stacks of like magazines and printed stories and a CD of stories, and just thinking there's no lack for a good story here. It's just deciding which is going to be the strongest for what we're trying to do. And so the show we ended up with is actually a combination of three different stories that were given to me by Compassion. And they're all tweaked in their own way, but it just seemed the best to bring all those three together.
What additional research did you have to do to flesh things out?
I ran through a lot of their magazines, which, we actually received at home. Mm-hmm. And then also through the interviews that I did with representatives from Compassion. And so it felt like, I could do an 8-part show on this with all the stories there. But my producers have things to say about that. So we ended up with just this. But it was so fun to do. And I felt so blessed to be able to be a part of that and to write the story.
And speaking of real life accuracy, as you listened to the episode, Leanna, what were some things that sort of struck you as maybe done more for dramatic effect that might not be true in the actual country?
I think the medical equipment was the most striking for me. I love how it's developed in the episode, and it's just really great for the piece. But when you go to these countries, many of our countries where we work, they're usually not as resourced. And so they would not have an x-ray machine at a Compassion Child Development Center for a few reasons. One, they may not have electricity all the time and other things needed to run machines like that. And also, there wouldn't be a medical professional in a small village to be able to interpret the results for a patient. Often when a child is sick at a Compassion Center, if it's a rural center, the staff needs to take the child to a city or a hospital or something to get treatment.
Okay.
Now, Kathy, we don't want to give anything away, but there's a part of the story that deals with auto repair.
Yes.
Now, I'm guessing that you didn't get that dramatic moment from Leanna or Compassion. Where did that part come from?
Google.
Okay. A wonderful resource.
My other source in this show. Because I wanted Matthew to be good at something that he wasn't typically good at. And so, I Googled issues with a certain type of vehicle, and vapor lock came up. So vapor lock is what we went with.
All right. Well, you already mentioned that this could have been an 8-parter. And of course, it didn't end up that way. So what were some things that you wanted to put in the episode that just wouldn't fit?
A flood.
Oh.
I really wanted a flood.
Okay.
And there was a story about a flood in Burkina Faso that I thought was really interesting. But there's these sound engineers that sometimes don't like me. And so I try to keep them on my good side by not, I can put in monkeys, but not floods or, we make our peace with things. So there was a story of a child that was abandoned and attacked by an animal and lost her eye as an infant, which was a really touching story to me, and the way that this child then went on with her life with her strength and determination and a heart of joy. And that one wasn't going to fit into the story. So there was a number that I was really moved by and just didn't happen this time around. But I'm pleased with the way that it turned out. And I love the stories that we used.
Oh, we can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for taking time to give our fans a behind the scenes look at this special Adventure Club episode and our special partnership.
Definitely.
Well, thanks for having us.
It's great to hear how much of the adventure is actually true.
Yeah, Jess. I mean, so often a true story is even more amazing than a fictional one.
Wow, exactly. Mission Unaccomplished is available tomorrow in the Odyssey Adventure Club. Let's hear a scene from it now.
Oh, look at that. That must be Nairobi.
Oh, it looks like any other big city from up here.
Well, wait until we land. You'll see the difference immediately.
Yeah, especially when we get to the village.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much for taking us all on this trip.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. I'm really glad we get to go as a family. How about you, Camilla?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I think it'll be fun. I hope there are things I can do to help, though.
Well, it looks like you've gotten pretty good at knitting.
Uh-huh.
20 hours practicing on a plane will get you good at anything.
You're telling me. I went through 3 Technology Today magazines, Dad's Auto World Weekly, a Fly Mall catalog, and Mom's Knitting Manual. By the way, I think you dropped a stitch, Camilla.
What?
The mission trips I've taken have been life-changing, and Compassion is helping so many kids. It'll be great to work alongside them.
Well, hey, it's a nice change of pace from my cat washing business. I mean, that's for sure.
I wonder if those scratch marks in your arm will ever heal.
Hey, it's worth it. I mean, I raised all the money I need for youth camp this year, plus a few extra dollars to spare.
You did? Me too.
Yeah, but mowing lawns only made you sweat. I shed blood.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Oh, wait, this is the perfect chance to grab some footage for my documentary.
Oh, video. Right now, I look like an unmade bed.
You always look like that, Dad.
Oh.
Okay, this will be the best What Did You Do This Summer video Odyssey Middle School has ever seen. It already has action and adventure.
Action?
Yeah, Dad's driving to the airport.
Hey!
So, okay, Mom, what do you hope will happen on this trip?
Well, I hope our whole family learns about how people around the world live and about our responsibility to help others. But personally, of course, I hope that God uses my skills as a nurse to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dad?
I'm excited about working on building the new school. I even got some new tools to bring along, really nice ones.
Matthew?
Well, I'm looking forward to helping out with the computer system. I'll be doing some upgrades for them. But what I'm really looking forward to seeing is a monkey.
A monkey?
Yeah, like... How can you go to Africa and not see a monkey?
Don't ask me, because I don't know what I'll be doing. Maybe you could knit pants or something.
Yeah, great idea.
Well, you could help me with the Bible school I'm heading up. You like kids, right?
I am a kid. Of course I like them.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're beginning our final descent into Nairobi, Kenya. Please turn off all electronic equipment.
That would be you, Olivia.
Oh, right.
The Parker family's African adventure is about to begin.
Yeah.
Seatbacks and tray tables.
Well, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
You can find out more about the Odyssey Adventure Club at oaclub.org, and you'll find links for Wooten's World History at witsend.org/podcast. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.